PUSLINCH, Paslinch Council has approved an all-way stop sign at the Maltby Road and Watson Road intersection, and a three-way stop sign at Hume Road and Watson Road. At Wednesday's virtual meeting, Council passed the bylaw to expedite the process of the installation of a four-way stop at Maltby Road and Watson Road, and the three-way stop at Hume Road and Watson Road. Currently, eastbound and westbound traffic on Maltby Road is required to stop. With the new bylaw, drivers are now required to stop at the northbound and southbound on Watson Road. Behind this request is the intentions with our neighboring city to the north, City of Guelph, with their plans in improving Victoria and Maltby with a four-way stop and the implementation of some lights at Gordon and Maltby, said Mike Fowler, Director of Public Works, Parks and Facilities, during the meeting. Township staff were notified by the City of Guelph that improvements to Gordon Street at Maltby Road and Victoria Road at Maltby Road will be commencing in 2022. The work will include a new traffic signal at the intersection of Gordon Street and Maltby Road and all-way stop controls at both the east and west ends of Victoria Road and Maltby Road. While this is on a boundary road, Guelph is the road operating authority in this location. Fowler noted that staff thought the township should install a four-way stop at the mentioned intersections in conjunction with the work being undertaken by the City of Guelph. According to the report submitted by Fowler, the installation of the stop signs will not only improve the intersections but will also assist in speed mitigation along Watson Road South between Arkell Road and County Road 34. The stop signs have not been included in the 2022 operating budget, but it will be addressed at the 2022 year end. These improvements are estimated at $6,000 total for both intersections. There is no cost to the township for the improvements Guelph will be undertaking at Gordon Street and Maltby Road or Victoria Road and Maltby Road. It will include new signage, new pavement markings and stop bars. Township's public works staff will complete all signage installation and contract the pavement markings to an outside vendor. Council was very pleased with the decision and the proposal as these intersections are very problematic with traffic and speeding issues. I'm glad that we're undertaking this and the city is moving ahead with the lights at Gordon Street and Maltby. There's so many accidents that have happened there, it's due, said Cown. Matthew Bulmer. I'm also pleased that staff are moving ahead with putting these stop signs at Watson. The timing of it is a good thing as both are done at a similar amount of time and traffic patterns will change simultaneously at these locations. This intersection at Watson and Maltby has been problematic for a long time. Each stop sign will have a red flashing light at the top of each to warn drivers that a new stop sign is there as well as warning signs leading up to the intersections.